than universal language. I know a renegade soldier when I see one. Never occurred to me that one might come from above. Space invasion, big car chase. Truth be told, I was ready to hang it up till I met you today. So you're not from around here?
It's hard to explain. I keep having these memories. I see flashes. I think I had a life here. But I can't tell if it's real.
We have no idea what threats are out there. We can't do this alone. We need you.
I'm not what you think I am.
Hello, everyone. Merry Christmas, and welcome to another movie podcast bonus time. I am Oscar, and with me today is...
Ralph.
Nice. If you have been following the bonuses releasing this month, you would see that this is the third one, and we're going to be doing Captain Marvel today. Without popping circumstance, I'm just going to say it real quick. If you want to follow us, you can, or send us feedback at any sort, you can do that at podmoviecast@gmail.com and check out our website, otherpodcast.com, for the previous bonus episodes, or just check your, you know, your feed.
Local listings.
Local listings, exactly. The yellow pages, if you will. Now, without further ado, let's get into our review of Captain Marvel. Carol Danvers becomes one of the universe's most powerful heroes when Earth is caught in the middle of a galactic war between two alien races. I was going to read the longer one, but it was kind of ruining too much. This movie, written and directed, among others, but mainly by Anna Bodden. And the stars Brie Larson, Samuel Jackson, Ben Mendelsohn, Jude Law, Annette Bening. I love Annette Bening. Jimon Hounsou, Lee Pace, Lashana Lynch, Gemma Chan, Clark Gregg is in this, brought back from the original Phase 1 movies because he's been dead. Yeah, this is technically a period piece, you know?
Yeah, technically, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the 90s were a while ago, Ralph. Enough to call it a period piece, right?
30 years ago.
I mean, if you want to go 1990, yes. But yeah. The 90s in general, yeah, 20 years ago. Yeah, it's something. We're old. We're getting older. So many things to say, and yet not a lot, but in my opinion, as far as a Phase 3 entry into this Marvel franchise stuff, obviously when this comes out, two other movies have been released, a Spider-Man movie and Avengers Endgame, of course. This is definitely the last movie before the Endgame, so it kind of falls into that category a little bit, into that entry as to why it's important and whatnot. But that being said, Rob, what did you think of this entry into Phase 3, Captain Marvel?
It is an entry to Phase 3. I always forget that, or whatever their new phase
whatever they
is.
Call it, you know. Is it two or three? I think it's three, right?
It's got to be. Two was like a while ago.
Oh, sure. I can't keep track.
Hey, who cares? I thought it was cool. I thought it was... I heard there was a lot of controversy for Brie Larson being Captain Marvel.
Is this something that the internet wanted more than
Brie Larson? I don't know. Yeah, somebody else or something. Who gives a shit? Right. I thought it was cool. I thought she played it off really well. Overall, the fact that it was a lot of homage to the 90s, like right away in the beginning with Blockbuster and stuff like that. Not really spoiling anything. Was cool. The CGI for what's his face was
Samuel Jackson,
kind of weird, but it grew on you, so it kind of just went away.
Yeah. Clark Gregg a little too.
A little. Not as bad as Sam. Though Samuel Jackson was, well, he was way more noticeable. Too. Yeah, exactly. Well, exactly. Yeah. But it worked out. Yeah. I think the bigger problem was that the fact he didn't have an eye patch. That was like the bigger problem.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
They're just so used to seeing him with one in those roles.
You think of Nick Fury with the eye patch?
Very much so, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but overall, it was fun. It was cool to see. It was cool to see, like, how things kind of come back to Earth. Earth is like this really weird place that no one cares about, but things kind of come back to it, right? And it becomes this like gigantic mega house of superheroes.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I just feel like she was out and like, you know, with what's it called? What's the actor's name? I couldn't think of his name. With Jude Law. Yeah, with Jude Law, he's out, you know, training. She's training her power. She's, you know, doing this thing. And you're seeing about the Skrulls and this and that. It's cool because there's a lot of stuff that's going on in the universe, right? And then it's, you come back to Earth and you're like, oh, that's right. It's, we think about small stuff. We're not even anywhere near where we should be in current stuff because this is technically in the past.
Yes.
So that was cool. What's it called? Yeah, but the only issue I guess I had was it also used them, but it almost didn't use them like enough. I felt like they could have been used a different way or better. The aliens per se in the movie,
the Kree or the Skrull?
The
Kree is the ones the alien. Not to spoil here, the Kree is the alien race that took Danvers, the main character, training her. Where's Jude Law's? That's Jude Law's race, right? They're the dominant force of their planet. Yeah, and the Skrull are these rebellious
I guess the Kree would type. Be the ones that we didn't get enough use of.
Yeah.
The Skrulls were interesting how they used them. That's what I thought.
I think so, too.
Overall. That was good. And I overall liked Brie Larson. I think she played a very confused person really well. Because I think that's what she is in the whole movie.
Yeah.
Confused. Yeah. And it's cool because she knows she's learning a lot or whatever. But it was cool to see like a lot of references. That it felt, the problem with the fact that you said it was a period piece, it is. I get it, but it felt, it just, I was like, this is just, I just felt like it was because my times, this doesn't feel like it should be a period piece. That was the issue, I guess.
Yeah, no, I know.
Wearing a Nirvana shirt and I mean, you know, stuff like that.
So. Yeah. All the music,
right? Exactly. Yeah, it was cool. I overall had fun, and I think the movie, everybody had fun doing the movie too. I felt like everyone felt relaxed watching doing the movie. No one felt like wound tight, especially for Brie Larson because she's got a big role.
Yeah,
big shoes to fill in. Especially, I just the overall role for like the Marvel universe, not for her character as Captain Marvel, but which is a big role because that's what it is. The movie's about, but overall for the Marvel universe, what they have in store for her.
Mm-hmm.
She had to fit that. She felt comfortable up there. So yeah.
Yeah. I think this movie has quite a few problems. But I did overall enjoy it. Not that I loved it or anything, but I did enjoy it. I do think that Brie Larson is a big reason why I enjoyed it. Yeah, she's really good. One of the things I didn't, the main thing I didn't enjoy about this movie is that it has the Iron Man 2 problem. Where like if it's shoehorning in a lot of things to prep you for a different movie, and in the process it takes away a lot of the origin story of this origin story. You know what I mean? It takes away a lot of like it's too hyped up about like, you know, entering herself into Endgame, you know, essentially, which what happens. What, 5 months? Not even 3 months later, or something like that. Not a very long time,
because
it was the first. Tomorrow was the first Marvel movie of the year.
It is, yeah.
And then Endgame, and then Spider-Man. So yeah, and it's it feels more towards that, like, you know how Iron Man 2 is a huge introduction to S.H.I.E.L.D. differently, and Natasha Romanoff, and not to mention the little things they put in there for Phase 1. And so, yeah, it felt that way, that it deterred from the movie as a, in general. Yeah, that didn't mean bad guy, like this one does. But I would say that one thing this movie gets right is I think it does get the Skrull pretty cool, pretty right. And also, at times, it turns it on its head, because if you know much about reading the comic books, or at least the comic books I read when I was younger, the Skrulls were hella bad guys. And in this one, is they do it. But they do it in a more understandable way. It's a different way. Basically, if you read growing up, the Skrull, they do it. They portray them differently. They have actual motives and things. Different motives. I mean, the comic book most Skrulls, they have motives too. But usually, it's very nefarious. They just want to take over the world or the universe or whatever. So yeah, I liked it overall. One thing I got bothered by it, Ruff, and this is all the insane 90s references. There's too many of them, Ruff.
Yeah, I don't know if I...
Radio Shacks and Blockbusters, all the music cues.
Did you feel bothered by it because it's what you grew up with? Or did you feel bothered by it because you thought it was just too much things?
No, I liked those songs a lot.
So did I, yeah.
But
she's just a girl, by the way.
No, that's the, that, thank you. You brought that up because
that was the worst one.
Yeah, that was the worst one. That did not need that in there. I'm Just a Girl by No Doubt. They did not need that, or Just a Girl, whatever it's called. That was more towards the end. But like, it's like it felt like a movie had a few cringy moments like that. That like, oh no, bad timing, bro. I felt like that to me. Mm-hmm. But what do you think of this? Is also technically an origin story for Nick Fury. And what did you think about that? That aspect.
You know what? I thought it was cool overall. I just kind of hate how he kind of fell into being Nick Fury, though. Like at the end,
it felt more like a joke or a punchline.
Right. Exactly. I didn't mind it. I didn't mind like what happened. The fact that you showed that he was actually just a smart guy overall, mm-hmm. and like you know, he pursued what he needed to and stuff like that. That was cool, but I just felt like everything else at the very end, how he falls into the Nick Fury that we know and to grow and whatever, mm-hmm. it just felt like almost like, oh, that's all it took, because that was like it felt like it was his first real mission dealing with anything that had to do with anything substance. But compared to that, I know he's done other things in the past that led him to have all these skills and everything already, mm-hmm. right? I just felt like it was like all it took was for his big break. And this was his big break, mm-hmm. for him to actually show off or whatever, and
be an authority figure. Be an authority figure, right? This whole alien.
Exactly, yeah. That's what it was. And I just felt like it was like, meh. That's how I felt.
It felt a little retconny, yeah. In a way that didn't really satisfy me. But before we get into much further, let's get into spoilers of Captain Marvel, starting right now.
Your mom's lucky. When they were handing out kids, they gave her the toughest one. Lieutenant Trouble.
You remember?
Is that mine? No, no. You hang on to it until I come back. But there is something that I need your help with. I can't wear these Kree colors anymore. And since you are obviously the only person around here with any sense of style...
Whoa. No. Definitely not.
Well, since we're on the same team...
She dies.
I mean, technically,
it
yeah.
comes back
a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. So this movie has a couple things going on thematic wise, and that's one thing is the girl power, exactly. Yeah. The women angle, like the whole idea of these two women, the other best friend she has.
I'll put it up for you.
Thank you. How they are women in a sea of, like, you know, in a man's world, especially in their professions. Right, with the pilotry stuff and the airplane stuff, and of course the main boss is obviously portrayed beautifully by what's her name from American Beauty? I forget her name right now. I was saying that I overliked that stuff. It wasn't so overtly like a lot of things do. Now that obviously we're doing this in December, so we know about Endgame and stuff. But both Endgame and Infinity War had these kind of cringy moments where they're like introducing female power by putting all the female superheroes fighting off the army.
Yeah,
they did it twice, yeah. Mind you. And yeah, you the did, second right. time it was way worse. Yeah. Well, not way worse, but way more pronounced. And it felt like a little showy and unnecessary to do it that way. And also, like, blocking wise, why would they do this way?
Yeah.
But in this one, it's different. It's more sad. It's more like delightful.
Yeah.
Seeing the way they do it and the way it unfolds this. They do it, you know. They show the raucous men in the bar, right? And they show the stranglehold that the government of the Kree has over Captain Marvel. Once you realize that they're there to subdue her and control her,
not to
train her or make her like blossom or anything.
Yeah, the actress's name is Lashana Lynch, by the way.
Thank you. No, what was her name in the
Maria?
Maria. Okay. Yeah,
Maria Rambeau.
Rambo. I knew it was like the name I was looking for, I guess. I knew it was like a specific thing. I like that overall. That thematically, it worked out really well. However, like, it felt like if you want to show a Superman figure, because that's what she is.
That's what she is, yeah.
Like, it's really hard. But, I mean, Marvel has introduced their first Superman.
Yeah, but I like it because that she's Superman without being Superman. Yeah. She's Superman, what Superman ends up becoming later in the the world of DC, which is I have to go and deal with other stuff everywhere and not be as home anymore now that we have
Iron Man.
Not the Avengers. I'm talking about DC.
I see.
Well, it's not the Watchtower, but the League.
Justice League?
The Justice League, yeah. Now that we have the League involved, I can go do other things and not be home and not be used as we just have Superman, you know? That's what's cool. Here, immediately is like, hey, Captain Marvel's off doing Captain Marvel things. She doesn't have to deal with Earth stuff at all. Figure that out on your own.
Right.
And that was cool because she's already like, hey, there's a bigger world, or because it's not a world, universe. There's a universe to deal with. And if I have these abilities, why shouldn't I use them?
Right. Yeah. Right. And also seeing how Earth's only real conflict in the 90s where this movie's taking place is what she brought over, meaning the Skrull versus the Kree, you know, and using Earth as a battlefield, so to speak. Like, once that's resolved, the actual big issues are not here.
Yeah.
So, like, it also gives you a good reason as to why she's not around in the future for Endgame and the Infinity War stuff, because they have an Avengers by then, you know. They don't now that they're intergalactically known and they fought their own space battles and Thanos is around and Guardians of the Galaxy and all that stuff has been introduced and been around. She knows that they still don't need her because most planets don't have Avengers type people. They don't have a Hulk. They don't have an Iron Man.
Right.
You know, things like that. And that's a good way to do it because that's the only logical explanation you can have for not having a Superman around. Because as far as writing a movie, an action movie like this, if you have Captain Marvel there all the time, it's so hard to write something good because it's so boring. She could beat everybody or they have to do some convoluted way to dismantle her.
Right.
Convoluted, like extra, you know. Right. Like, it's already getting pretty ridiculous, all the
stuff. No, I agree. Yeah.
So, but it's a nice way to do it. Very nice and easy. Unlike, what's the last movie they made? Justice League movie, whatever it was. It was terrible.
Aquaman? Or the Justice League movie?
The Justice League movie. Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen Aquaman yet. But yeah. I like that overall. I love that. My favorite shot is the stellar shot of the movie where they show all the versions of Danvers standing up in the face of failure.
Yeah, that was cool. That was well made. Yeah,
yeah, it was good. I wish.
That was cool because that explains. I think that's a thing in Iron Man also. Just theme in general in Marvel movies, but
maybe.
Or superheroes in general. There's a thing with. I think Captain America has it also. And maybe Iron Man, I can't remember really well, where they use the fact that it's like, well, human in nature has like this thing about never giving up. And it's like not only on humans, it's almost like an American thing also.
Yeah.
Right? It's almost an American thing, but it's not. It's just we have this like innate hope of like we can overcome it. We can, where there's always like getting up and learning from it and doing this, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that is a cool part of the movie for sure.
Yeah, I really like that part. The action scenes, however, I felt like they weren't as exciting as they maybe could have been. I mean, again, the Superman figure, but
I like the Jude Law, the last scene where she's like, take, let's fight,
yeah,
and do this. He's like, no,
just shoot him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, realizing her full potential, like how much they were styling from her, that was crazy. The whole mind thing, the mind shield that they had with her mentor, the pilot mentor, being the bad person, but it's like just a figment, really. That was an interesting way of doing it, because I'm like, how are they going to write this?
Yeah.
That was cool. Overall, it was a good movie. It was a fine movie. And we think of Samuel Jackson's and the pre-Shield stuff with the whole cat thing, or the cat monster eating the Tesseract. I felt like that was like shoehorned in for...
I didn't feel like it was shoehorned. Funny. I just felt like it was funny. And I thought it was cool that he has this scar too, because it's like almost like I survived this creature. Yeah, it's actually a very deadly creature.
Yeah,
so that's kind of cool also. Yeah, in its own way, it just happens to be like this funny little cat. You know,
it is called the cat that he likes. He likes cats. I don't know. I thought that was a little weird.
The Tesseract part, yeah, at the end, that was whatever. Yeah. And like I said, I just felt like now he's the Nick Fury that we all like. Now he's in charge, and I was like, that's all it took. Like,
yeah, it makes me think of Civil War, Captain America: Civil War, where he talks about his eye. Right, lost my one good eye for trusting the wrong person. I mean, he meant the cat, I guess.
He says that. See, you can't believe anything he says, though.
But then why say it?
Yeah,
I mean, why have a major character say that at a pivotal point to a major character in that movie or whatever the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Seems a little weird. Unfortunately, as an entry point, I don't think this does meet like the top half for me.
No, neither. Unfortunately, does
it for me, yeah. But it's not Thor: The Dark World or Iron Man 2. Iron Man 2 is definitely worse, I think. But this movie is better, I would say. Yeah. Also, it hits a little bit. I mean, some of those nostalgia '90s buttons did hit me, so that was fine. But not all of them. Yeah. It felt like a little too heavy. Yeah. But
well, yeah, she's just a girl. Huh?
Yeah, but overall, is this the first female led?
I think so. Yeah,
that's another thing. You know,
we were expecting a Black Widow, but we never got it.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting it now.
Well, yeah, but like,
I mean, we're gonna get it. But yeah, it's fucking too late. Right, too little, exactly. Too late. She's dead already. You know? Yeah, yeah. Right. It sucks. It does suck.
Yeah.
It's surprising that how it takes so goddamn long. 20 movies, over 20 movies.
Yeah,
it's
insane. I know.
Come on. But I mean, now we have one. I hope the next one's better. Or it doesn't have to be Captain Marvel on you, but the next one is better, or at least more attentive to all this stuff, because it's important. And as far as an entry point, it's not bad, definitely. I mean, she's the most powerful being in the universe. Great.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see how they use her again, or what her next mission could look like for someone that's so powerful. We're going to see. So I'm excited for that. Right. I'm excited for possibilities, for sure.
Yeah.
Wow, it's creepy. anyway, but that's all I got on Captain Marvel, and I assume you two, too.
Yeah, I don't really have anything else to say.
All right, so tune in for the next bonus review. Until then, I am Oscar.
And Ralph?
Later.
Mr. Daniel? I'm finished.